Oh, here we are. The whole group is back.
If I come to the nearest, Brian may just row out, though.
Okay, we'll call the meeting back to order. We're on under item 14, unfinished business.
Recording in progress.
The first ordinance is ordinance 2021-09. This is an ordinance adopting the budget for the fiscal year July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. This is the third and final reading. Entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its third reading.
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made with a second. Discussion.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a couple amendments to this motion.
Okay.
The first one is, in recognition of the dedication and the many hours that the members of the EOC have dedicated to keeping our community safe this past year, I'd like to make a motion to designate from the Borough Contingency Fund $10,000 to be awarded to the EOC members at the manager's discretion.
Second.
Okay, discussion on that amendment. Seeing none, clerk call a roll on that amendment.
Taylor?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, that amendment to the budget passes in this third reading. And Member Kinsinger, do you have another amendment?
Yes, I do, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to amend the budget to include not more than $40,000 to develop conceptual designs for the construction of replacement or upgrades to the Banana Point and Papke's Landing docks. Funds would be designated from the property development fund.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by Member Kinsinger, seconded by Member Lynn. Discussion. So this would come from the property development fund, is that correct?
Yes, and I believe Finance Director Jody Tao could, there's, I believe, over $300,000 currently in that fund.
Correct. Well, currently there's about $844,000, but then if you remove the $480,000 that's currently budgeted for next year, if you remember, that includes the $450,000 placeholder for the Aquatic Center improvements, then there'd be approximately $364,000 in this fund remaining.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. Any other discussion? Member Lynn?
Yeah. Is that just a good question there? And that would be for conceptual designs at Papke's, I assume. Is that what we're talking about?
Right. Just to refresh the assembly, we put on as one of our budget priorities development of marine facilities in the area. And the idea is that if we have something, we need to have something in hand if we're going to try and have an opportunity to possibly get money out of the new infrastructure fund if it does pass Congress. And we have to have more than sketches on a napkin done by any of us up here. And the idea would be that this might not be exactly what would happen, but it'd be possibly a starting point. I think anybody that uses those facilities realizes they're very important for the economic viability of the area. They're very important for people that recreate in the area, and they're not exclusively used by any particular part of the community, but they're used by the entirety of the borough.
Okay, any other discussion? Member Mucci?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So just a question. So the $40,000 for both Banana Point and Papke's, that would get us conceptual drawings for upgrades to the facilities?
When we originally discussed this, I think everybody realizes is that what we would like to have might not necessarily be what we want to get. So the idea was to have possibility, a phased approach. So if we couldn't get maybe what would take for our ideal of that would cost many millions of dollars and we only can get $1 million, well, then we could phase it in over the years. And my hope would be if that doesn't happen, then at least we could maybe identify some money to upgrade these facilities and make them at least safe.
Thank you.
Member Lamb?
I'd like to see a manager weigh in, because he was part of the discussions of that, of why these were picked and what the thinking was, if we could, please.
Just to clarify, just to make sure I understand what the assembly, what we had discussed was a set of, you know, documents for PAPKIs, like you said, conceptual drawings that kind of outlined some ideas to do down there. That included, and these were, we got this quote from Alan Murph, would be, you know, potentially up to two revisions to those, and we'd get to those revisions by review of the assembly or public meetings, however the assembly chose to look at it. And then at Banana Point, it was to finalize the engineering drawings on replacing the log booms, that are all going bad at the moment. So just making sure that that's what the assembly wishes to be done.
So, Member Kinsinger, just to clarify after the manager's input, this up to $40,000 is for both Banana Point and PAPKIs, or just for the conceptual drawings for PAPKIs?
No, it's for both. When we had the meeting with Alan Murphy, he quoted us approximately $10,000 for Banana Point, and I believe $25,000 for PAPKIs.
Okay. Can I have another, I don't know if it's a question or more of a concern, but State of Alaska still owns the PAPKIs landing facility, so we go forward with spending the money on a drawing, and I think the last deal, for lack of a proper term, that the state offered us was all three or none, including Entrance Island and Hobart Bay and Kupernoff and PAPKIs. So, you know, what road do we go down? If, you know, should we spend the money on conceptual drawings? Can we go do work on the dock? I know there's been some personal repairs done, the same as over at Kupernoff, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm kind of, that's concerning to me, I guess, if we don't have permission to go work on the, you know, to apply this design to the facility, if we don't have, you know, the rights to it. So, Member Lynn?
Yeah, you know, you're making a good point there. In my thinking, though, is that from the state perspective now, there is no money available. It isn't going to happen. But we still have needs in the borough. And I think we got to also figure out, as the manager said earlier, how we're going to go forward. I think that the money's not lost, even though they own it, because that gives us, I think, a leg up going forward in any kind of negotiations in the future. Even if we don't go further than the conceptual drawings, at least we got some idea where we as the borough wants to proceed. And I think it needs to be as a borough as a whole, not as little entities within myself.
Any other member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So if we move forward with this, are we still going to be communicating with the state about having these facilities in the future? I mean, I'm just trying to sort out, okay, we have conceptual drawings, and let's just say everything was great and we got money to do all this work, and if we don't own the facilities, then, I mean, do we need to do this at the same time if that's what the direction we're heading? Or I'm just trying to see what the assembly is thinking here. Thank you.
I don't know. How long ago was it, the last communication we had with the state? 2 years? 3 years? It's been a while, and I can't remember the name of the engineer we talked to, but the deal was dead. Member Kinsinger?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I think it's very important for the borough to move ahead on these projects. I can tell you what's going to happen if we wait for the state to do something, and all you need to do is take a look at both the facilities today and just imagine what they're going to look like 5 years from now. So I would propose that, yes, part of this process, but that doesn't require money. We just have to direct the manager to enter in negotiations again with the state and see what sort of arrangement we can work out. I mean, my perspective is that that's been one of the biggest problems for doing anything, is we've had so many different entities, government type entities, that have had control of these facilities, and none of them seem to want to talk to each other. And anytime anybody, concerned private citizen, talks to them, they say, well, we can't talk to you. We can only talk to our designated public entity, and the logical one would be the borough. So if we use that as an impediment not to do anything, well, nothing will happen. So at some point, we have to start this process.
Member Tremblay.
Thank you. I'll be voting to support this. I think it makes sense to show the borough's support of the long-term use of these facilities. And if the state isn't going to fulfill its obligation to keep them up, we put our best foot forward with the idea of stating that these are important to our community members, and therefore we need to imagine what the future of them will look like. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the drawings may come up with.
Member Bucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So is that something that the Assembly wants to do, is direct the city manager to?
Well, that's that isn't part of this discussion right now. We're on an amendment to.
Sure. Okay, I'll wait.
So let's not, yeah. So is there any other discussion on the proposed amendment to take $40,000 from the $40,000 from the property development fund, up to $40,000, to get conceptual drawings for Banana Point and Papke's Landing? Is there any more discussion on that? Clerk, call the roll.
Bob.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Mark.
No.
Chelsea.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, the third reading of this year's budget passes with a 5-1 vote, with Mayor Jensen opposed. Is there any other proposed amendments to the budget? Member Lynn.
Yes, I have a comment, and then I have two proposed amendments. The first one has to do with the fire truck. You know, $650,000 is quite a chunk of change. One of my concerns is, and I support going forward with it, but I also think that this is one of those things that could get out of hand real quick, in terms of you could put all kinds of whistles and bells and widgets and gadgets on this thing that we really, frankly, don't need, one, and two, that are going to cause us to bring technicians in to fix all the time and do some other things. So I think this particular project needs oversight, and I would propose that the manager take the lead so that we can get an RFP that we put out that we can all support. And I just make that as a comment, not as a motion, but I think it's really important that we pass some leadership into this.
And then you have a proposed amendment?
Okay, and then I have two proposed amendments, and I'll start with. I propose to amend the budget to transfer $46,000 from Fund 430 reserves to the IRA 2 Street Sewer Capital Project Fund in order to fully fund construction, engineering, and inspection contingency needs for the IRA 2 Street Sewer Project.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made, and the second, this was requested from Utility Director Hagerman to move $46,000. Is there any discussion on this? Clerk, call the roll on that amendment.
Taylor.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes. So that amendment passes unanimously. And Member Lynn, you have another proposed amendment?
I do. I move to amend the fiscal year 22 budget to set $10,000 aside to contract for snow plowing on roads around Papke's Landing that were promised in the borough petition. The money I proposed to shift money from the general fund in the public works budget from the road striping to pay for snow plowing.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to add $10,000 back into the budget for plowing at Papke's Landing and to come out of the road striping section of the fund, whichever funds that would come out of, utilities or something.
Yeah.
Any discussion on that? Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So just for me, how much was the road striping budget request? Whoever.
Through the mayor, $25,000 was the total. I don't know if you take $10,000 out of it, if there's enough to do all of the striping. We'd have to ask them when we got to that point.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And so this $10,000, this would be for the borough to plow the streets or for private enterprise to?
Private enterprise, contracting.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion on this proposed amendment? Clerk, call the roll.
Taylor.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Jeff.
No.
Bob.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Okay, that proposed amendment passes with a 5-1 vote with member Mucci opposed. Is there any other proposed amendments to this year's budget? Member Kinsinger.
Yes, one more. And I don't know if it has to be an amendment to the budget, but I would like to designate funds from the passenger head tax to be used for the maintenance of the temporary bathrooms.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? I'm just kind of curious how much is in that fund, and we don't really have a operation figure for those bathrooms at this time, do we?
No, we don't. I believe there's $35,000 from 2 years ago. Is that correct?
I have as of April 2021, there's $50,000 in marine passenger fee.
Member Tremblay.
Yeah, and from my understanding, part of the questions of the operations and maintenance of those bathrooms is the question of funding, because each department is, it's a slight hot potato situation of not my budget, not my budget. And so by designating funds from that marine passenger fee for this particular purpose, given the fact that it was intended for this use, that creates at least the funding question is solved with this.
Member Lynn.
Yeah, so would this be in perpetuity, or are we just talking about for this year? Well, I guess I got some problems with this from the standpoint of taking funds. That really should be a manager's decision of where you put it. But are we talking just this year, or are we talking about in perpetuity of those funds, or where are we at?
My intent is just for this year, just figuring out a way to pay for it for this summer. And we can always revisit this, but this is just specifically for this budget.
So if we vote to use the money from the head tax money, what about staff? Do we have staffing for this?
Not currently. I think probably the best approach to staffing it would be to see if we can get a summer seasonal temp that would be willing to clean it at the frequency that, you know, we have some conversations about the hours of operation and, you know, what is that going to take. But we'd likely hire a summer temp.
Member Tremblay.
Thank you. And it's partly also my understanding that that's another form of the hot potato currently happening within departments, staffing issues within departments, having difficulty prioritizing it, given that it is a standalone entity outside of each of the, you know, would it be municipal staff because it's in the municipal parking lot? Would it be harbor because it's close to them? Would it be parks and rec because they maintain other bathrooms? So given all those questions, I kind of enjoy the standalone flexibility that this requires. It is that way a contained unit of funding, connection to the manager as a project, and then also this is in a way an outgrowth of the task force that was formed to discuss visitor industry actions in town and ways to facilitate smoother visitor relationship to town. So in my mind, this is by the assembly having that task force, the task force working with the manager, this fund getting established. To me, that's all very connected. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as time goes. But for this standalone year, to me, this makes sense.
Member Kinsinger, you had another comment?
Yes, I wasn't trying to, guide the hand of the manager, but I just wanted to have an identified funding source that he could draw upon to make this happen.
So the manager mentioned hiring a summer temporary. So that comes with benefits, or they get no benefits? I'm sure they have some kind of liability insurance coverage with temporaries. I'm just looking, you know.
Temporary, no. If it's a put in place as a seasonal position, then it comes with benefits. I think until we get a handle on it, I would use it. I would push for putting a temporary in place. But, you know, that's subject to us finding somebody, too. So
if we can't find somebody to do it, then they don't open? Or, I mean, is that... Then do we have to pick somebody from the harbor or utilities, or what
it
do we
would
do?
Come to, it would. I'd start off with that. You know, we probably have somebody from Parks and Rec or the harbor, or maybe split it between them until we could get somebody in place. Which neither of them are going to like it, but you know, the King Solomon approach.
I guess that was kind of my concern when we spent the money to buy these. How we were going to own it, how we were going to operate them. You know, and so anyway, here we are. Member Norheim.
Yeah, I was wondering if like the snow plows out the road, could you just contract this for the summer and then avoid that whole problem?
And that likely might be where we go if we can find. Our local janitor service that provides service for this building will be somebody we'll talk to, but they've had their own staffing problems. As many of you have seen, we're having a staffing problem throughout the borough, and I don't want to make promises I can't keep. We will figure it out and try to get them open at some point.
Yeah. Member Lim?
Yeah. Why choose the passenger fee? Could that not be taken out of the bed tax fund and paid for that way rather than out of the passenger fee and save that for a bigger project?
Member Kinsinger?
You're correct. You could spend it out of the 4% tax that we impose upon lodgings in town. But one of the things that we have to be able to do if we're collecting this tax from the cruise industry, which is primarily where it comes from, is to be able to show to them the benefit that they get from paying this tax. And I think there's a really good argument to be made that by providing adequate restroom facilities for their passengers, that we're fulfilling the purpose of that tax in the first place, and not just developing, you know, some sort of slush fund that we're going to use for something else down the road. My reference to that would be to look at the issues that occurred in Juneau, which they were dealing with millions of dollars, not thousands of dollars like we are here. But I'd like to avoid that type of situation in the past. This is a real easy sell to those companies because, you know, their passengers need to use the restroom. And right now, and as has happened in past years, a lot of the restroom use has fallen upon the local businesses in town, and they've been absorbing the cost of cleaning their restrooms and supplying those supplies. And by having a designated location that's right in the center of town, I think we're going to eliminate a lot of the conflicts that have occurred over trying to find a place to use the restroom in the town.
Member Mucci, you have a comment?
Not at this time.
Okay, I thought I saw your hand up. All right. This amendment we've been discussing is to take $10,000, use the money from the head tax to pay for the operation of the bathrooms. Clerk, call the roll.
David.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Mark.
Nope.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, that amendment passes as well. Are there any other amendments to the third reading of this year's budget? And so that's an unknown figure, so I'm seeing potentially $95,000, but some of it coming from just transfers of money to added to this year's budget, just for the people listening at home. So discussion on the main motion to adopt the budget for the fiscal year July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022, in its third and final meeting. Is there any discussion on the budget as amended a few times? Okay, I'm still concerned, like Member Lynn talked about the $650,000 fire truck. A couple reasons. I'm not going to support the budget like I did in the second reading, and the fire truck's one. And the amendment was made at the first reading to add more funding in for KFSK, even though they're getting a couple hundred thousand dollars from the federal government. And a couple of these amendments that were just made today, I have trouble with, so I won't be supporting the budget as amended. But that, any other input on the budget? Clerk, call the roll.
Taylor.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Mark.
No. Okay, this year's budget passes with a 6-5-1 vote, the mayor opposed. That brings us to new business, ordinance 2021-11, an ordinance amending chapter 4.30, Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Code of the borough code. So I entertain a motion to approve this ordinance.
So move. Second.
Okay, discussion, and I believe this is in regards to the presentation we had earlier from Mr. Singletary. So any discussion on this? It's the first reading of the ordinance. Clerk, call the roll.
Bob.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of that ordinance passes unanimously. That brings us to the next item under new business, resolution 2021-06, a resolution of the Petersburg Borough setting the millage rates for the fiscal year July 2nd, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. If approved, the resolution will set the fiscal year 2022 mill rate at 11.5 mills. Entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
Move.
Second.
Motion made by Member Mucci, I believe, seconded by Member Tremblay. Any discussion on resolution 2021-06? Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could somebody tell me when these bonds go away, when they're all paid off? It doesn't have to happen today, but just for my knowledge, when they all go away.
A lot of them. Oh, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
I was just going to say it's all in the audit, but we can easily provide a report to the assembly on when each bond pays off. There's different terms and different dates for different bonds.
Thank you. I was just looking for the date.
Okay. Yeah, like the manager said, there are many different dates. So anyway, back to resolution 2021-06. Any other discussion on that? Setting the mill rate 11.5 mills for this year. Clerk, call the roll.
Mark.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Taylor. Bob.
Yes.
Okay, resolution 2021-06 passes unanimously. Brings us to resolution 2021-07. This is a resolution of the Petersburg Borough Assembly authorizing Petersburg to provide and certify certain information that will permit the Southeast Alaska Power Agency to obtain financing for a submarine cable replacement project and participate in the Alaska Municipal 2021 bond insurance. Resolution 2021-07, if adopted, will permit SEPA to obtain this financing for the submarine cable replacement project. Entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion on this resolution? Clerk, call the roll.
Mayor, I just have a call.
Oh, Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you. So are the other communities involved with this, Ketchikan and or Wrangell, are they passing similar resolutions?
I would believe they would be, but Member Lynn, do you have a back answer?
The answer is yes. All three communities have to pass this in order for us to get to apply for the bonding under through the state.
Thank you.
And they're also, it's paid for also by the three communities. The annual interest, I can't remember the exact amount, but the annual interest on this bond is a little over $800,000, if I remember correctly. Pretty sizable amount.
Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Member Lynn. So it also mentions on the Exhibit C there about the $11 million. It says finance improvements to existing transmission lines. So is this just to make the existing transmission lines able to deal with a new cable, or how on that? Thank you.
This replaces the essentially the submarine cable in total, and we may not bond for the full amount, but if we don't get the insurance money, you know, that I talked about earlier and a few things, then it would be up to this amount, but it may be less than this when we're all done. We just don't know yet.
Mr. Mayor, my last question is, how much money do we have in electrical reserves?
Does either Utility Director Hagerman or Finance Director Tao have the number? Is that a number you can get?
I don't know.
I mean,
approximately $6 million.
$6 million. Okay. Approximately. Thank you.
Any other discussion on this resolution? Clerk, call the roll.
Bob.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Taylor.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Okay. That resolution passes unanimously. That brings us to the next item under new business D, IRA 2 Street Sewer Award Recommendation. Utility Director Hagerman recommends the Assembly award to IRA 2 Street Sewer Replacement.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
You're reading the wrong one. The repeal of Petersburg Borough Health Mandate Number 3.
Where are we? I gotta love this new format.
You're looking
at the draft agenda. Maybe you could. No, this is the packet, actually. It's not on there.
You got it from the website?
Yes, I did. And just like the manager's report wouldn't come up on here as well. Okay. Gotta love
it. I'll show you where we are, though.
Okay, I'll follow this. I'll throw the iPad out the window. So we are on item D. I guess it's the right letter, maybe it's not. But anyway, it's a repeal of Petersburg Borough Public Health Mandates Number 3, Number 6, and Number 10 immediately. Repeal of the Petersburg Borough Public Health Alert Number 4 immediately. And expiration of the Petersburg Public Health Mandate Number 5, effective June 30th, 2021, to coincide with the expiration of the Declaration of Disaster. Entertain a motion to repeal these mandates.
So I'd like to amend the motion.
Second, yeah. What's on the floor?
Second. And then I'd like to make a motion to amend. It was suggested by Clerk Thompson to consider each separately by motion. So considering mandate number 3, the suspension of in-person public participation at meetings, standalone.
So, yeah, that should have been something. Maybe there was, we'll just go with it, but it should have been, could have been amended at the during the amendment of the agenda at the start. So is this a recommendation of yours, Clerk Thompson?
In the narrative, it does say Clerk Thompson suggests considering each mandate alert separately by motion. You can do it how you choose.
I feel comfortable with doing it as a block.
But I can't second it, just for the point of conversation.
Okay, motion's been made to amend this and address these mandates separately. And motion's been made by Member Tremblay, seconded by Member Mucci. So discussion. So we'll vote on that, other than if we don't vote to change this procedure and address them separately, we will vote on them as a group.
Mayor Jensen, I didn't really think that it needs to be amended in order to take them up separately. I just thought someone could make a motion to, you know, whatever you prefer. Whoever makes the motion, you decide whether you're going to take them up separately or you're going to do it as a block.
Okay, so we have made an amendment proposed to change this, is voting on them as a group. And so we'll vote on that. And then if it passes, then that's how we'll proceed. And if not, we will vote on them as a unit. Any discussion? More discussion? Okay, let's vote on voting on them, on addressing them separately by motion. Member, or call the roll, please. Clerk Thompson.
No. Dave.
No.
Taylor. Jeff.
Yes.
Mark.
No.
Chelsea.
No.
Okay, so we will vote on them as a group. That vote to change the process, I guess you'd call it, is if I got it right, 5-1, 4-2.
What was the vote?
It doesn't matter. It passed. It was four no's. So, okay. Any discussion on this proposed repeal of the Petersburg public health mandates? Clerk, call the roll.
Bob?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Okay, I will work off the printed agenda since letter E there is Iris Street 2. I'd entertain a motion to approve the bid award recommendation by Member Hagerman. Utility Director Hagerman recommends the Assembly award the Iver 2 Street Sewer Replacement Project to Rocket Road Construction of Petersburg for an amount not to exceed $297,180.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion on this bid award? Clerk, call the roll.
Taylor?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, that passes unanimously, that bid award does. That brings us to item F, United Fishermen of Alaska membership. Assembly Member Mucci requests consideration of a community membership with the United Fishermen of Alaska at an annual cost of $300. Is entertain a motion to approve this request?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Kensinger. Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Several weeks ago, we had a request, and we had a letter requesting or wanting to know if we were interested in becoming part of this organization, and I just wanted to see it through, and I'm supporting this as we are a fishing community, and it's important to be involved with UFA, so that's what it's there for. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? Member Lynn.
Yeah, I can't support this because I think it's, you know, at times we may have to take positions. Otherwise, I don't think it's appropriate for you as a borough to be members of that at this point. So I have to vote no on it. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Member Tremblay.
Yeah, I had a question. I know the UFA does political endorsements. Is the borough a part of any other groups that does partisan political endorsements?
The mayor, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I, for that reason, won't be supporting this. I think we represent the community as a whole and need to think independently and act independently. And so being a part of a group that makes those kinds of larger decisions doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Any other discussion on this request? I kind of like your position, Member Tremblay, on that, but seeing what the United Fishermen of Alaska does for the fishing industry and the dependence on fisheries by the Petersburg community, I think I will be supporting this. So if there's no other discussion, Member Kinsinger.
Mr. Mayor, I agree with Assembly Member Tremblay and also with yourself, so I'm kind of in a dilemma. Could I suggest that we make a donation of $300 and be requested we be a non-voting member?
And I believe with this, I don't believe you'd be a voting member. I'm not quite sure how the format is. Member Ritchie, did you?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we could certainly look into it. I mean, it's nothing that has to happen today. We could certainly put it on the agenda for the next meeting and get some more specifics for you and go from there.
So if we pass it now, we'd be kind of locked in.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, we don't have to pass it today. We can certainly maybe table it till the next meeting and have more information, or I don't know what's cleaner.
I don't know if tabling is the right thing. You could postpone it to a time certain, the next meeting potentially, which I won't be at the next meeting, but we'll see where it goes. So we need a motion to postpone it until the first meeting in July.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, there's been a motion made and a second to postpone the vote on this or further discussion on this until the first meeting in July. Without any discussion, if there is no discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Mark.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Chelsea. Taylor.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Okay, we will address that at a later date. And I believe this item G was moved under into the budget discussion, so we won't be addressing that here. And item H or I, I think it was maybe on the draft agenda packet. So I know it's H. Appointment of Mayor Pro Tem for the July 21st, 2021 Assembly meeting. Both Mayor Jensen and Vice Mayor Stanton Greger will be unable to attend the June 21st, 2021 Assembly meeting. Robert's Rules instructs the Assembly to select a Mayor Pro Tem in this situation. And it could happen at the meeting, but we will take action today. So anybody have willingness?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd be willing to try it with the Assembly's support if they would be interested in having me try it.
I'd second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor of Member Lynn leading the next meeting? Trust would be the first one in June 21st. And is Member Greger going to be back, or is he going to be gone? So would this be for the following meetings as well, or are we going to do it meeting by meeting?
No, it's just for the second meeting in June.
Okay, so that's what we're voting on, June 21st meeting. If there's no discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Taylor.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Okay, next item on the agenda under action items, Alaskan Natives Without Land legislation. The Assembly will consider support for the proposed landless native legislation. I basically put this on for a placeholder until we have the meeting with the congressional delegation. And I don't know, it's up to the Assembly if we want to make a decision today or wait till we see what the Senate version comes out with. And maybe there will be some changes to the text and the maps after the congressional delegation passed through Southeast. So we'd entertain a motion to take it, since it's up to honor of taking action on this, I'd entertain a motion to do so, and we could vote it down and then do it later if that's the desire. So I'd entertain a motion to address this issue. And if there's no motion or second, then I guess it just goes away.
Before I make a motion, may I ask a couple questions to the manager on this?
Sure.
We've had no more correspondence. Have we had any more correspondence from our congressional delegation since the last meeting, or any other additional answers to the questions by anybody that we presented?
You're the mayor. No. I did ask Senator Murkowski's aide, Annie Hoffler, about that. And they're reluctant to provide answers because the bill may change and they don't want to be on the record when, in fact, it may change between one version to the next. So I'm not anticipating receiving answers from the delegation.
Do you have another question, Member Lynn?
I'm considering motion, but Member Kensinger, I think, has a question.
I'm confused. What are we supporting? Since there's no legislation, are we going to pass a resolution to support the House bill as it stands? I think it'd be more prudent to take this up when we actually see what the Senate bill is as well. But that's just a comment.
With that being said, we probably shouldn't be discussing it too much without a motion to have this discussion on the floor. But if there is no motion made or no second to the motion, then it could be brought up when we get farther down the road. But I just wanted to put it on here as a placeholder. And it is kind of confusing because I had a conversation with Annie Hoffler as well, and she apologized for not responding to our emails that we sent her. So anyway, Member Lem?
Okay, I would move that we send an additional letter. There was questions asked today by some of the folks that called in that I think are very valid. And I think I think we need to send an additional letter with some of those questions and also the questions that were answered back to the congressional delegation so that they know at least, you know, we are here trying to support all our contingency of folks.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Discussion? And I guess that would kind of, you know, that's addressing Alaska Natives Without Land legislation, in a sense. So that would be the direction from the Assembly if we vote to support Member Lynn's motion to move these questions forward and our concerns. Any other discussion? Member Donheim.
Do I need to disclose conflict of interest in this particular instance again? I guess I will, just right there.
I think you should ask, you know, recuse yourself for personal or for financial gain reasons. So Member Donheim has offered to recuse himself from discussion on this and voting. Does the Assembly want to make a motion to let him participate? Or should we do the, you know, forward with his recusal? Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So what we're trying to sort out is that does Member Norheim need to recuse himself from voting on this issue, but still letting him participate in the discussion?
I think it's for both, to recuse himself from discussion and voting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to follow up, so if Member Norheim wanted to, he could speak as a visitor view related to agenda items?
I believe he would have to step down from the dais and, you know, and go to the podium, and that's how he would proceed. But we're past that in this meeting. Member Mucci.
Sure, but in giving Member Norheim the opportunity to have some comments on this, I'd like to hear what he has to say. And I, you know, I suppose we could have talked about this at the beginning of the meeting, where, but we didn't. And I'd like to hear what he has to say. And I don't, if it's not the right time, then we can do it again later, at a later date.
You know, technically, I don't think we should change the way we proceed with the meeting. So technically, I believe Member Norheim would have had to step down at the time of, you know, views related to agenda items. And
sure.
Then, so, Member Tremblay?
Yes, based on the guidance Clerk Thompson gave us, that is the standard way that conflict of interest discussions happen. So I would actually be interested in not voting on any form of action regarding this topic at this meeting, given that we don't have any hard text of a letter to send to federal representatives. So I would, my preference would be no action on this item for the next meeting. And then for the next meeting, for Assemblymember Norheim to be able to participate, follow the conflict of interest guidelines and give testimony under persons of interest related to the agenda. So that would be my preference.
Okay, so with that being said, with this discussion, if we vote no, we don't do anything currently, and then maybe as we get more information, we could digest it and take a formal action. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
David.
No.
Mark.
No.
Bob.
No.
Chelsea.
No.
Okay, so we will take no action today on the Alaska Natives Without Land legislation. Communications, the next item on the agenda. And first communication is Congressman Young's press release regarding Alaska Natives Land legislation. So it's here with the maps, I suppose, and the text. And then there's correspondence received since May 13th, 2021. That's also on the website for people to look at if they want to see the comments the Assembly has been receiving. Then we have Assembly discussion items is next, and fireworks ordinance. Assemblymember Norheim requests this discussion item.
So 2 years ago, we obviously allowed people to put fireworks off in town on certain days, and we had discussed a sundown clause, but decided against it, and I just said that I'd bring it up in 2 years before I didn't run for another term, and I'm just fulfilling that promise. If the Assembly would like to remove our fireworks ordinance, or not, just keep it as it is. I haven't heard any huge problems. And yeah, that was, I'm basically just fulfilling a promise I made 2 years ago, just bringing it up.
And I can't remember the exact context of the discussion with the fireworks ordinance, but does that still legally on the books for you could discharge fireworks on like 3rd of July, 4th of July, or whatever it is? Okay. All right. Any other comments on this fireworks ordinance? And Member Norm, like you said, has just requested this discussion item because it's an obligation to his comment from 2 years ago. Okay, seeing none. Next discussion item is Sea Otter Working Group. Assemblymember Mucci attended a meeting of the Southeast Alaska Sea Otter Stakeholder Working Group on June 3rd, 2021, and will give us his comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a short report. I provided everybody with the Assembly with the working group agenda, as well as some of the PowerPoint presentations that were presented to us. Of interest to me is a sea otter photo inventory of otters in Southeast. In the past, they've done it by just somebody visually, either from a boat or somehow, or trying to sort out how many otters there are. And they've got a couple of grad students, doctoral, postdoc folks who are planning to lease a plane and flying at 1,000 feet, crisscrossing Southeast Alaska at 1,000 feet and photo identifying all the otters they can see in the month of June and July. And I think it'll be real interesting to see what they what they're encountering out there, as well as there's some work being done on kelp in Southeast Alaska with the loss, or I guess with otters coming into an area and eating all the red urchins in an area, the kelp has taken on a new life. And so with that, there seems to be an increase in possibly abalone and some other species that were kind of on the decline for a while. So this kelp survey is going to be really important, as well as the otter survey. So I'll keep folks posted, but there's a couple PowerPoints that I turned into the city clerk that I think she provided with everybody. So if you have any questions, just give me a call and I'll forward you to the right person. So thank you.
Okay, any input on this discussion item?
I have a question.
Member Lyme.
Was there any discussion in regards to, obviously the sea otters are getting very close to town now, in regards to dungey crabbing and their effects on that near town, especially with, I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, I would call them trash can boats, but the little dungey skiffs. That's a lot of people that could lose, well, their job if they continue to press north as aggressively as they have been.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, part of the issue that I understand with this working group is they're struggling to deal with the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And the only way that the Southeast region is going to get traction with the Marine Mammal Protection Act is if they support a statewide movement on polar bears. Because the congressional delegation has told the Southeast folks who are working on this that it has to have statewide buy-in. It can't have just Southeast buy-in. And there's a couple postdoc folks who are working on the relationship between Dungeness crab and otters. I mean, we all know what it is, but they're trying to sort out what percent of their diet is Dungeness crab, as well as abalone, red urchin, and other critters. So, yeah, it's part of the conversation. I mean, it's just like the ferry system for folks up in the interior. I mean, people don't get it. But when you put a bunch of people out of work in Southeast Alaska because otters are devastating crab fishery, I mean, that's a big deal. Mike Miller with the Sitka tribal in Sitka know, he's working with all the harvesters in Southeast Alaska, trying to figure out how to get that group to coalesce and, you know, maybe harvest more otters. But for this thing to move forward, for any changes to happen to the Marine Mammal Protection Act, it's going to have to be a statewide, and they're going to have to show statewide support for something like this. And they're using the work they've been doing on polar bears as a way to move this issue forward. So,
is there also members from the Alaska Department of Game and Fish on this group that are helping support it, and how's that all working?
Yeah, there's all kinds of groups involved. There's U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Fish and Game, University of Alaska, Sitka Tribe, all the harvesters. Yeah, it's a collaborative effort, but, you know, there's some people who feel that more otters should be harvested, and there's some people who don't think any should be harvested. So, you know, trying to find a balance somewhere is going to be difficult, but, you know, it's a process. It's going to take quite a while, and I don't expect anything to happen in the next 6 months to a year, but, you know, it's just part of the process, keep moving things forward. So I hope I answered your questions. Yeah.
Any other input on the Sea Otter Working Group discussion? Seeing none, that brings us to assembly member comments. Are there any assembly members that have comments today? Member Lynn?
Yeah, I want to regress back a little bit to talk about our charter in the hospital. And the hospital, in the charter, the hospital board has pretty much autonomy to run both operations and the facility. And I think that in the future, we've got to, and in 2018, I think, I don't remember the exact meeting, but in 2018, the assembly stated that, actually, in one of the meetings, it's in the minutes, that they supported the hospital board in it and being autonomous and being in its operations. And I think we need to go back and make sure that we recognize that hospital board and that we recognize that autonomy. I do think we need to have a discussion with the hospital board in terms of what particular items we want to be, you know, we'd like to be partners with in terms of making decisions, and obviously the facility and that type of thing is one of them. Operations, I don't think we're, you know, we'd really want to, but I think there are parts of that that we really like to be partners with them on. I think that discussion needs to take place with the board. Thank you.
Any other member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. On May, the meeting of May 14th, 2018, I think, where Member Lynn was talking about, I had it as an agenda item under assembly discussion items to. The idea was to invite the search senior executive Dan Neumeister to come to the borough assembly and kind of give a presentation. And I happened to be out of town on a dive survey, but there was a recording. There's a recording of the minutes, and it lasts about 4 minutes. And it's Member Strand and Castro and Jay Stanton Grigger and the mayor and Member Morrell, and you know there was quite a conversation about how we operate. And while I wasn't there, I was chastised several times by the folks on the assembly here about, you know, that's not our role. Several people said that it's up to the hospital board and staff to go through the process of deciding what they want and if they need help from the borough. Several people said it's the hospital and staff's business to run the hospital, and it's the assembly's role to run the business of the borough. And I guess it gets back to the minutes of that meeting, and it says, all members present agreed during the discussion that the hospital board and the community, not the assembly, were responsible for deciding whether or not search would be involved in the Petersburg Medical Center. You know, 2 weeks ago, we passed a resolution, you know, supporting the hospital in their endeavors to build a new hospital. And I think it just kind of, it gives the impression, and we talked about this at this meeting where we passed our resolution, that, you know, we needed to, whether or not it was a 6-1 vote or a 7-0 vote, we need to be supportive of the hospital and work with the hospital board to make sure we're moving in the right direction. I mean, I think the hospital board and the hospital CEO are doing a good job of keeping us informed If we are going to, you know, for me, if I'm in, if I want to invite somebody to the borough assembly to make a presentation, I'm going to have it on and as an agenda item so that we can talk about it and we can sort out whether or not it's something that we want to deal with, or if we don't want to deal with it, like we decided on May of 2018, that we need to be honest with the hospital board. I mean, you know, this is great that Dr. Brule was here giving us a presentation, but it's kind of, it's a little disingenuous to him to come here and talk to the assembly when the assembly is just doing more or less the bidding of what the hospital wants. If they need support from us, whether it's lobbying or talking to folks who might have funding, I mean, that's what we're here for. I think we're not doing the community any service, any good service, when we tell somebody like Mr. Brule or Dr. Brule, you know, to come here and give us a presentation, because we're not going to do anything about it. We are going to move any kind of recommendation to the hospital board, and they're going to decide one way or the other. So, you know, I would encourage, you know, like we did in 2018, to throw something on the agenda, let the assembly decide if they want to invite somebody and move forward. I mean, we can certainly do whatever individuals wants, but it doesn't really do well for the community to kind of have these discussions at the assembly level when they really should be going on at the hospital and the hospital board. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Dr. Brule should have given his presentation to the hospital board. And, you know, I'm sure we all have a lot of questions after that presentation, but I don't think it's the time right now to ask those questions of him, because that's kind of, as Member Lynn said, the hospital board's very autonomous, and I didn't always believe that, but I do now. And I'm for doing it the way we did with this resolution here moving forward. So those are my concerns. Thank you.
Any other assembly members have comments today? Okay, that brings us to recognitions. Many recognitions today. I would like to recognize the people that did all the work, like manager mentioned in his report. Desi Burrell sent out an email today, how many hours the people had worked over the weekend. They were working 12-hour days. And so that, without seeing the email, I don't want to mention any names, but her husband was one of them, and some of their friends. So I appreciate that. I looked at the playground today from a distance. It looks like it'd be fun, but I don't think I could find out. So, any other recognition? Member Nora.
Just one. I know I've joked with you several times about wanting to go back to your regular job, but it does in fact seem that you are free, sir.
Almost. But thank you very much to the assembly.
Member Bucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a special shout out to Aiden Lohr for his state championship events, the high jump and the 100-meter dash. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think we should be proud of him. And if you see him, give him a pat on the back, because it doesn't happen often around here. So thank you very much and congratulations.
Member Trimley, do you have your hand up?
Thank you. Yeah, just a few quick ones. First, thanks to the Assembly for the special meeting on June 1st. Unfortunately, it coincided with the almost exact time of my grandpa's interment. So thank you for your swift action. Thank you to the EOC and PMC for all your service in this last year and a half. To the larger community, everyone that got vaccinated is protecting your neighbors by doing that, and you have enabled us to get to this stage as a larger community. So to each and every person who got us to that point, however big or small, give yourselves a pat on the back, and I hope you get to enjoy your summer.
All right, any other recognitions by assembly members or staff? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.